The Moral is written by Alfred Evans, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at California State University, Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
A previous segment in this series pointed out that economic growth in countries that have industrialized in recent decades has drawn attention to the growing importance of nations with emerging economies. The combined output of the economies of those countries will surpass that of the wealthiest countries in the world within the near future. China may have the largest gross domestic product of any country in the world by the middle of this century. What can we say about the political consequences of the economic might of the emerging countries? The world's principal international political and economic institutions came into being after the Second World War. The United States played a leading role in creating institutions such as the United Nations, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the GATT, which later became the WTO, or World Trade Organization. Recently, Neil McFarlane, an authority on the former Soviet Union, said that there is ample evidence from all the emerging powers of unhappiness with the existing structure of international politics that was inherited from the post-World War II period. Do the emerging powers, including China, India, Russia, and Brazil, demand a revision of the established order in the international arena? In practice, it is often difficult for all the emerging powers to agree on any specific changes. For instance, there are 5 permanent members of the Security Council of the United Nations, and any one of these 5 can veto a resolution calling for action in the name of the UN. Those 5 permanent members are the USA, Britain, France, Russia, and China, the major powers that were victorious in the Second World War. In recent years, some governments have suggested that such countries as Brazil, Germany, India, and Japan should be added to that list. 2 of the countries that have just been mentioned, Brazil and India, are among the nations with emerging economies. But Argentina has opposed making Brazil a permanent member of the Security Council, and Pakistan has opposed adding India to the list. China has resisted any reform that could add to the number of permanent members. The emerging powers differ widely from one another in terms of their historical backgrounds, their strategies of economic development, and their political systems. Each of those countries has policies that are conditioned primarily by its national interests, not by common interests of all the emerging powers. McFarlane says that Russia, one of the emerging powers, seeks not so much to reform international institutions as to limit the degree in which those institutions obstruct the pursuit of its more limited objectives. Each of those powers seeks to influence the impact of global institutions and processes on its particular interests and strategy. Without a doubt, a major challenge for the United States is to deal with the enormous growth in the economic and political importance of the emerging powers. The challenge for the USA is to lead the way toward cooperative efforts that are consistent with its interests, while appealing to many other countries. The biggest problems that the world faces call for global solutions, creating an incentive for cooperation across national and regional lines. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.